One-on-one, 720 WGN, WGNradio.com. It's the fourth episode. My name is Mark Carmen. Your name is Seth Marks. This is a historic moment in time. Stephen Curry's going crazy. The Blackhawks are reloading for a back-to-back. Everyone thinks the Cubs are going to win the World Series. We got the NFL Combine going on. The White Sox are predicted by USA Today to win their division. Seth, so many topics, wow. So little time. I mean, really a lot to talk through today.
I think everything you just said, the White Sox being predicted to win their division, might be the one that's most surprising to anybody who only. That's why I say we should be calling this show The Week in Review. Everything, if you don't have time to listen to sports radio or read all the up on it, just listen to this 15 minutes and you know what's going on in Chicago sports.
Well, USA,
White Sox break to win their division by USA Today?
USA Today has the Sox and the Cubs both winning their division. The Cubs with 101, the White Sox with 90. And that would, I don't know if they played it all the way out to a crosstown World Series. But this could be the year. This is it. I was watching a little SportsCenter this morning. Do you watch SportsCenter?
Yes, love SportsCenter. It's all I watch.
See, SportsCenter gets a lot of negative flack. I still enjoy a SportsCenter. Anyway, I'm watching this morning.
Linda Cohn.
No, it was a Sarah.
Would you, though? Is it Linda Cohn?
Would I what?
Would you have go on a date with her?
Absolutely.
Would you pitch a full game with Linda Cohn? Would you pitch a full game?
I believe Linda Cohn is a married woman. I tried to stay.
If she were single, of course.
Of course, if she was single. Are you kidding me?
If she was single and wanted to marry you? Whoa.
I'd go computer. This computer screen's. At this point, it's the desperation has hit all levels.
Due respect to Linda Cohn, I find her beautiful, attractive, so and my filter is much tighter than yours. Anything gets in the top of your filter.
I enjoy Linda. I've never actually thought, would I go Linda? The fact that you're into a would I.
Hannah
would,
Storm?
Would marry Hannah Storm. Would, yes. Love her.
Sexy as can be.
I love her.
So anyway,
Sarah Walsh is sitting there with Jake Arrieta. Arrieta on the Pilates machine. He's doing the splits, like left foot forward, right foot back. Then he's doing the splits, right foot forward, left foot back.
There's pictures of this?
Yes, the whole video. And, I mean, Arrieta is as beautifully built as you can.
Still have his beard?
Still got the beard, yes. And I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, this guy's going to be a monster again, and the Cubs are going to win the whole thing. So I really think the Cubs are going to do it this year. Are you on board?
It's unbelievable when you talk about Lester, Lackey, and Arrieta. Who's the fourth? Because sometimes that could be a huge. But is there any team in baseball with a better three than that?
Yes, the New York Mets. You got a Noah Syndergaard. You got a Jacob DeGrom. You got a Matt Harvey. That's pretty good. They're younger. Lackey, you know, he's 37. He's coming off a year of 214 innings. A lot of mileage on that arm. Same thing with a Johnny Lester who's been around the block. You know, he could get back to there, but last year, you know, he was up and down. Most solid, but up and down. And then Arrieta, though, could be the best of the lot. It's possible, but he did also run out of gas at the end of last year.
He did. He absolutely did. But the question is, who the hell is the White Sox best three pitchers?
Sale, Quintana, and Rodon. You gotta like that.
And that's one of the best rotations in baseball?
No doubt.
Wow. It'll be interesting, Mario. If they do go, are you clearly rooting against the Sox if the Cubs play the Sox in a World Series? You're a Cubs guy without question.
I mean, at the end of the day, yes, I'm gonna be rooting for the Chicago Cubs in that situation, no question. That's partly why I wouldn't, from a Cub fan's perspective, that's one of the reasons why I would not want to play the White Sox in the World Series. It would just add too much on. There would be so much already involved. You want the spotlight to yourself.
That would be an amazing thing, though. Cubs are favored to win it heavily. Vegas is number one, tightest odds, Cubs. I think it's 4-1 to win the World Series, is it not?
It is. It is. Everybody's putting their money on the Chicago National League Ball Club. They love them.
It's unbelievable.
How about Dexter Fowler coming back this week? They bring him out from wherever they brought him out. Theo's walking him to the mound, and the next thing you know, him and Rizzo are in a bear hug. That was like real human interaction, high school, junior high, baseball love.
Remind everybody again who the shortstop for the Cubs, who did he not bail out injured or did he play all the way through the postseason?
You're talking about an Addison Russell.
Yeah, I got him confused. But Fowler was played out of his mind in the postseason.
He was setting the table leading off until the Mets series when he wasn't doing much like everybody else. But nobody hit.
Won the Pittsburgh game for us, the play-in game.
He had a great start, scored the first run, And he had a phenomenal reaction when Kyle Schwarber hit one into the Allegheny. That was phenomenal.
Is he back on a one-year deal? Is that what it is?
One-year deal, $9 million with a $5 million mutual option. Or $8 million with a... So he's going to get $13 million to come back for 1 year. His agent, though, cost him $2.8 million bucks. They're good old Casey Close. Because if he had just taken the qualifying offer, he would have gotten 15.8 for the 1 year. It's hard to live on 13, Seth. You need that 15.8.
So the Cubs are looking good.
Yes.
Give me the full lineup.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's going to switch around a
lot. Let's get these names in our head, because this could be 85 Bears stuff
happening. I'll go. This is how I think it plays. You go a Fowler switch hitter, one, maybe a Schwarber.
Fowler, center field.
Fowler and center, maybe a Schwarber batting second and left. And then you throw in.
I don't think they're going to put Schwarber that early in the lineup, I hate to tell you.
Well, you want to go righty-lefty, that whole deal. You got a lot of left-handed thumps, so you got to break them up. If you've got Hayward, who's left-handed, and Rizzo, who's left-handed, and Schwarber, who's left-handed.
And Bryant.
Is right. So you're gonna so maybe you would go, I'll go.
They're putting Schwarber back. I'm telling you, he's going to be in the seven hole.
Well, if you're going to bat him there, then you're going to bat, you'll bat him sixth, then you're going to move Zobrist up to, you'll bat a Benny Zobe, two. And then you'll hit Ben Zobrist, 34 years old, on a four-year, $56 million deal.
Catcher?
To second base. Catcher would be a Miggy Montero.
Was he there last year?
Miggy Montero?
Yeah.
Miggy Montero was there, yes.
He didn't play every day, though.
Every day, mostly.
No, that old guy.
David
Ross. For Arrieta.
Ross only. Yeah, he'd catch for Lester.
For Lester.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he back?
Yes.
That old catcher's back?
This is his last year in the sun.
It's all lining up. You got that guy. I mean, there's so many subplots to this thing. It's unbelievable.
Nobody changed the clubhouse better than David Ross. He came in there with along with John Lester, and they changed the whole culture. That's what you hear from those guys. But I guess I've
never thought, when was the last time in your whole life going in this point of the year in February, spring training, that you really were this optimistic and thought the Cubs had a chance to win it all? When was the last time that
never.
Ever? It's never happened.
Never.
Kind of like Steph Curry.
Let's segue to Steph Curry for a second.
Has that kind of player ever happened before?
No. No. So, okay, you've got Oscar Robertson, who, by the way, maybe one of the most underrated all-time greats, right?
More triple-doubles than anybody, right?
I mean, average it for a season. No one ever gives, it's Magic, it's Michael, you never hear the Big O. He never gets any love. But then the Big O is always, he's so bitter about not getting any love that he's going to take it out on Steph Curry when he comes out this week saying that he doesn't think that the coaches in the league know what basketball is, and they don't know how to defend. These guys have...
Oh, man.
The Big O just... He went old man on the lawn. Big O. Steph Curry...
I'm never going to be the old man on the lawn. Never.
You probably won't.
I'll never be that guy.
You're one of the
I'm
more
too immature to ever get there.
You're one of the more supportive people. You've got to. You really want to see people succeed. It's one of your best qualities.
I appreciate.
Can we go
that.
Deep right now?
I like that. I appreciate that. I could use a little. Somebody say something nice to me once a week. I can tell you that.
Well,
as a father of three teenagers and a wife that works, her took us off. Compliments are hard to find, Mark, and you look fantastic today.
Thank you very much. I am wearing a nice something, but no, that I've always a lot of people they like to spray the negativity around, a lot of complaints in the world. You're not that guy. You're a happy-go-lucky
glass
guy.
Glass half full all the time.
Right, and that's the only way to go about life. I should practice what I preach over here. But
yeah, no, you're doing a great job. You have not settled as we go deep down this personal road here. A guy that went into sports radio and never compromised. You stuck with it, kind of like a young Steph Curry logging around with his dad. By the way, as we go back to Steph Curry, you realize, when Dale Curry was on Charlotte, Steph Curry was a ball boy. He was shooting on NBA baskets. He has a huge advantage to have been, I think, a big advantage. He was shadowing his dad, who was in the NBA, and wanted to, become that type of player and put every... He worked his butt off. Look at his ball handling. Ball handling's all work.
Yep.
Guy worked his butt off.
I mean,
a lot of it's work.
You're talking about hitting a game winner over Oklahoma City from 40 feet out, and it's a regular shot.
So the question that I would have for you, when Michael Jordan came in the late 80s, he revolutionized basketball. No one ever saw that kind of player before. And then Kobe Bryant came. Unbelievable. You've just listened to the audio interviews in his early in his career. It sounded like he was even trying to talk like Michael Jordan.
He was.
And then LeBron came. Right, you can argue that like McGrady had a cup of coffee in between and that all, but those kinds of players now we've never seen one like Steph Curry. And here's what I would say: that God gave Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron some special skills. I'm not sure that Steph Curry didn't make himself this basketball player, which is even more impressive. I'm not sure Steph Curry's that athletic. I don't think he can get his elbow above the rim. I don't think he can run a 40 and 4.5.
He can dunk, but...
But I don't think he's that athletic. I think he made himself. Larry Bird was the last one to do it, in my opinion. You didn't look at these guys and say, boy, God gave them so much raw, God-given skills. I look at Curry. He's undersized and skinny. And then I look at Bird. I mean, the guy's slower than
Cartwright. One thing those two really do have in common, though, incredible off-the-charts hand-eye coordination. Right?
Bird and Curry?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's guys that are lard buckets that are riflemen that have great hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, but this guy's dribbling two basketballs in between his legs.
He worked
and all,
on that.
I know. Hey, listen, and same thing with Larry Legend. I mean,
I bet you he shot more than anybody.
And then guys with huge athleticism came and shot that much like Kobe and became Kobe, right? I mean, that's... But I gotta segue because we're always, you know, we'll move through as many things. I didn't tell you earlier today when we were having brunch because you like to do things on the air. I didn't tell you what I have in front of me this week. I'm on a plane tomorrow morning, 5:45. I have to show up at Marine headquarters in Des Plaines. I'm going for a full week out to San Diego. And I'm going to be learning what the Marines do. I'm going to probably be partaking in some of their drills. Patty Vasquez from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on WGN Radio will be there as well, along with a couple others.
And is this a media mission?
It's a media mission. They want to spread the word of what they're doing. And I'm going to be I'm going to be involved as far as doing what I can.
Reporting back?
Yes, and we'll be on the show
later. Will it be video, too, or is it just audio?
We're bringing cameras, the whole thing.
Wow.
So
that's exciting.
Swim drills, running drills, got to do a...
How many people from GN are going?
Four people are going.
You, Mark Carman.
Patty Vasquez, a Shanae and a Jackie, who are the video and promotions and production and superstar team.
You're the only dude?
I'm the only dude. Me and three women.
That's great. So... Yeah. You're going from when to when?
Monday to Friday, Seth. It's a
work
week.
Will you be reporting back during that week at
yes,
all?
Yes, we'll be on the Patty Vasquez show all week long.
And Patty Vasquez is on from when to when?
11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Oh, sweet. Love it.
That's a perfect time for
perfect
you.
Perfect time.
You get in bed with Meredith. You give your best effort for 3 minutes, and then you roll over and you go get it going.
That's right before you take
a
look.
Do you make it to 3 minutes these days?
You know, Mark, I really don't want to go down that road. As you get older, I'm just happy to say I don't need any pharmaceuticals.
Congratulations. So I don't know if you have any vision for me on this week because I don't have any for myself, but I'm going to do the best I can.
That's all you can do. It'll be interesting to see a soft media guy go try to do some Marine drills.
Do you like my chances?
No. You're a guy, you get throw one elbow at the East Bank Club and pickups, and you're done. You're off the court.
That's true. That's true. But
I'm pretty sure you have a glass chin.
It's been a problem. All right. wrapping it up, Seth. I want to wrap up with this. Your guy, Jay Cutler. Should the Bears draft a quarterback? Everybody wants to know what the Bears are going to do. The combine this week, the draft moving forward. Will the Bears, the rumor is that they're going to draft a quarterback this year. Obviously, you're on board with that. You'd like to see it?
I'd like to see Robert Griffin III. I think you could steal him. I think he would be great in the Bears, but I wouldn't draft a quarterback.
What do you think about the fact that Jared Goff was the number one quarterback prospect, might go two overall to the Browns, 9-inch hands? The standard quarterback, they want 10 inches. Goff, an inch short. Would you be into a Jared Goff if, say, the Bears traded up for a guy who's got a hand size that's a little small? Does that bother you? Because Hugh Jackson, the Browns head coach, said you need big hands if you're going to play where it rains, and it rains a lot in Cleveland.
So they're souring on Goff because his hands aren't big enough?
I don't know if they're souring, but that's the comment that came out of Hugh Jackson's mouth.
I would definitely not pass on a quarterback because their hand isn't big. If you can play or not, I mean, there's guys with huge hands that suck. So, but what I would say, though, from the Bears' point of view, if you take a Goff, if he's there, I haven't looked at enough film on him. They say he comes from the Aaron Rodgers ilk, same college, same type of player.
You'd have to trade up to get him, too. But, like, Paxton Lynch is probably there.
No, not. I don't think there's anybody in the draft right now that I would, you know, as much as I loathe and dislike Jay Cutler and his everything he brings other than his physical attributes, I can't stand his inability to lead, his body language, the whole thing. I think he's bad for culture. But anyways, when I get past that, he's physically got some great skills. I don't think there's anyone in the draft that will be that much better than Cutler. But I would trade. I'd like to see Robert Griffin III come over and play in Chicago.
What about a Colin Kaepernick trying to force his way out of San Francisco? Would you roll the dice with a Cappy, who, by the way, nearly won a Super Bowl?
Over Cutler?
Mm-hmm.
100% if he was coached right. He has to be coached right. That coaching staff, and without Harbaugh, that was the issue for San Fran. The coaches, Kaepernick can't go into the Super Bowl and almost win you a Super Bowl and then have that be that bad. It was coaching in San Francisco. I'm a believer in Kaepernick. I'm a supporter in Kaepernick, and I take him over Cutler any day of the week.
If John Fox can get a playoff win out of Tim Tebow back in the day, maybe he could do something with Colin Kaepernick.
I love Kaepernick. I really do. I think he's the closest thing to Cam Newton.
Love Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's a different style play. They kind of are the Steph Curry of quarterbacks. They changed that position. There's no one who's really played the position like Cam Newton ever has before.
Well, no one. He's just so big and powerful. And
I think Kaepernick's there, too.
Well, he's just so fast. But both of them have the accuracy issues. All right, wrapping it up here, I know you want to give a shout-out to a very important person.
Oh, Terrez Owens. Mark, Terrez Owens, you got to follow this guy, at Terrez Owens on Twitter, Terrez Owens on Instagram, Facebook. Guy really incredibly compelling, interesting, entertaining commentary on the world of sports. There are no boundaries for Terrez Owens, and for that I salute him and applaud him because I come from the same school Terrez Owens comes from. Give the people what they want.
Terrez, you're the best. We appreciate your contributions, and Seth, we'll see you next week.
Go T.O.